Live from NPR News, I'm Lakshmi Singh. A vacancy is coming up on the overwhelmingly conservative U.S. Supreme Court. This afternoon, Justice Stephen Breyer formally announced his plan to retire at the end of the court's current term. NPR's Tamara Keith reports President Joe Biden says he will move quickly to announce a nominee who he hopes will break another barrier on the court.
President Biden praised Justice Breyer's service on the court. As for who will replace him, Biden says it will be a rigorous process, undertaken in consultation with senators from both parties. Biden has been studying candidates' backgrounds and writings, and he has narrowed the field.
I've made no decision except one. The person I will nominate will be someone with extraordinary qualifications, character, experience, and integrity. And that person will be the first Black woman ever nominated to the United States Supreme Court.
Biden added that he intends to announce his chosen nominee by the end of February. Tamara Keith, NPR News.
President Biden is slated to speak with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky shortly, according to White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki. This as Russia dismisses U.S. and NATO responses to Kremlin proposals concerning Ukraine, saying documents delivered yesterday did not address the Kremlin's main security concerns. NPR's Charles Maines has more.
Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov said Washington's failure to address Russian demands that NATO roll back its presence in Eastern Europe left little room for optimism, but insisted Moscow remained open to dialogue. While letters delivered by the U.S. and NATO this week have not been made public, Secretary of State Antony Blinken insisted they reaffirm commitments to NATO's open-door policy, including the right for Ukraine to join the alliance if it meets requirements. Russia has called Ukraine's membership a red line. Blinken also laid out areas of potential compromise, such as arms control. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov labeled the U.S. proposals serious but secondary to Russia's primary demands. Charles Maines, NPR News, Moscow.
The U.S. economy has grown faster in the past year than any other time since the Reagan administration. Today, the Commerce Department confirms a 5.7% gain in 2021. And NPR's Scott Horsley says growth was especially robust from October to December.
It shows really strong growth in the final months of 2021, with the economy growing at an annual rate of 6.9%. That's a big improvement from the previous quarter when GDP grew just 2.3%. But, you know, the October to December quarter was, like the rest of the year, uneven. Chief Economist Mark Zandi of Moody's Analytics says it's just an example of how the economy has been moving in fits and starts.
NPR Scott Horsley reporting. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down, or rather up, 69 points since the open at 34,239. You're listening to NPR News. Health officials in Ethiopia's northern Tigray region say nearly 1,500 people there died of hunger last year. NPR's Ada Peralta reports on the Ethiopian government's blockade of food and other assistance in the region.
The region of Tigray is under rebel control, and for months the Ethiopian government has stopped most food, fuel, and medicine from entering the region. Now, health officials say a survey conducted from July through October of last year found nearly 1,500 people died from malnutrition. Deaths from easily preventable diseases also increased dramatically. Health officials say because of fighting and lack of fuel, they were only able to survey about 40% of the region. One doctor who spoke to NPR says the hospital where he works has almost run out of medicine. "I curse the day I became a physician," he said, lamenting that all he does now is turn patients away. Ada Peralta, NPR News, Cape Town.
Beijing Winter Olympics are scheduled to begin next week. China's getting ready for it, but today the foreign ministry said its top official, Wang Yi, contacted Secretary of State Antony Blinken by phone to request an end to what Beijing characterizes as U.S. interference in the Winter Games. The U.S. and some of its closest allies are staging a diplomatic boycott of the Olympics in protest of what they say is China's treatment of Muslim minority groups and other human rights violations. U.S. athletes are still able to compete in the Games. The NASDAQ is down 63 points. S&P's fallen 2. The Dow is up 72. This is NPR.